More than $2 million is going out to Native American tribes from the D.C.-based Institute of Museum and Library Services, or IMLS. The Menominee Indian Nation of Wisconsin is among the recipients. They're using $74,000 to digitize documents related to the termination era for the tribe, when the federal government ended its tribal status in the 1950s. Monique Tyndall, head of special collections for the Menominee College Library, says she's particularly excited for a report by tribal member Ada Deer. Deer was the first woman to head the Bureau of Indian Affairs and also helped get the tribe's status restored in 1973. Tyndall says Deer's account is essential to understanding how the Menominee were affected.
The termination policy took away sovereignty, land and trust, hunting and fishing rights, essentially the right to govern themselves. So that document is one of the most important because it really gives a voice from the community to the federal government.
Tyndall says they've been collecting materials from other Menominee tribal members and are inventorying them for digitization.
Each box is sort of its own little treasure chest. Some of the things that we have found are newsletters, postcards, letters requesting more information about the fight to get the tribe restored.
The Oneida Nation also got IMLS grant money. They're using $102,000 to upgrade their library. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.